will be called, or what is called, the Manitou Springs COVID-19 Emergency Fund. And the act of kindness here is, of course, exactly what it sounds. Not only that, but he's committed a lot of his own time and treasure to making this effort come to fruition. Good afternoon, Ken.
Hey, Ken. How are you?
We're doing wonderfully well. Thank you for spending a couple of minutes with us here on Afternoon News. Let's talk about you a little bit. And what was it that pulled you to create this emergency fund?
You know, a number of us were talking about what we could do and what we needed, and it's just hard to sit back, you know, when you see people laid off. I have family members that are in the restaurant business that were laid off, and it just was something I said to my wife and I, you know, we can help both in our time and as you say, perhaps in our treasures, and so we brought some people together and just started something. We weren't quite sure what was going to end up, but it's turned out to be fulfill a great need.
Yeah. Talk about who the fund is directed toward.
Sure. So we're focused on people who live in Manitou Springs or people who work in Manitou Springs. We're also focused on people who don't have much of a safety net. And so we've set kind of this fund criteria. We're going to write $500 checks to those folks that are making $25,000 or less and either live or work in Manitou Springs.
Wow. See, there's that act of kindness. And the other thing about this that really stands out, when we got this notification about what you're doing, what we were told is that you have committed some of your own funding to get this thing started, but then bringing some other people in and bringing them along has really helped it blossom, and the fund is growing quickly.
It is. You know, Ted, I've had a saying kind of that I followed for many, many years, put your money where your mouth is. And so typically what I do is I seed a fund of some sort, and then I go out to get people to say, hey, this is what I did. I would love it if you would join me both in your time and your talents. And actually what was interesting in this effort, and it's really about there's 8 or 9 of us, 10 of us, and then we have a lot of people we're partnering with that have come together, and everyone has said, I will put in both my time and my money. So that's really a cool thing. So we get a lot out of it by giving back, working together, and hopefully we're making a difference in the community.
No doubt there are folks listening right now who are looking for a place to give something that will help people. Can you accept donations?
We can. You know, we've partnered with the Pikesby Community Foundation. There's a couple ways of doing it. We have a website, which is ManitouSpringsCommunityFoundation.org, www.ManitouSpringsCommunityFoundation.org. There's a donate button there, and we're working with the Pikesby Community Foundation to process those checks, and so all of the money will go back into Manitou Springs Emergency Relief Fund. So, you know, if you can do that, that's great. If not, we're also accepting checks. They can send them care of me, the Manitou Springs Community Foundation, and be glad to share that information as well. And it's on our website, which is ManitouSpringsCommunityFoundation.org. So, yeah, we are accepting donations, and we're trying really hard to. We've got a group of applicants that we are just determined to try to fund. And so right now we're about $45,000 short. Changes every day, but right now we're about $45,000 short. So if the community can come together and help us fill that need, we think that'd be great. That would service about 278 people in Manitou Springs at the $500 check very quickly. We are ready to process these checks and ready to get them out if we can raise the rest of this money.
And on that side of things, do people self-identify, or are you looking on your side for people that qualify? How does that work?
Sure. So we've had our website open for the last 4 or 5 days, and people did apply through an application process, and we've collected all of that data. We have then followed up and verified that, but right now that's what we have. So we're not taking any more applications since the federal government has stepped in. We're hoping they will fulfill the next need. We've got a group of applicants that we've got the information on, and we're ready to process.
Ken Giray, formerly the mayor of Manitou Springs and still obviously very much in love with that city and doing wonderful things. In other words, an act of kindness during COVID. Ken, thank you so much for all you do in service and support to those who are in need and for spending a couple of minutes with us here on KRDO's Afternoon News.
Glad to do it. Glad to do it, Ken. Thank you and be safe.
You as well.